My syllables will not drown in a white sea, white foam, white space overwhelms my brown vernacular.
My name is Anthony Sibalis. I am a writer, mostly a poet. I also dabble in other forms of writing, creative nonfiction, and every now and then I paint. I write about my background, where I come from. My mother is Ojibwe. I write a lot about the absence of my father. He wasn't around and died before I had a chance to know who he was. And then I also write about feeling in between identities. But there's something about the poem that does and has continued to excite me, in the sense that it is, for me, this quick burst of energy. It has to come out, you know, and here are these words and here are these images. And very much it's a painting with words, and you're trying to give it narrative and give it structure. But also at the same time, you're trying not to inhibit it with all these different constraints. You're just letting it happen.
I remember my grandmother's hands, brown sculpture, curved index finger pointing my direction, telling me, have patience, good things come to those who aren't messy eaters.
Since I can remember, I've just had a love of any kind of music. The radio was always on when I was growing up. Poetry being, to me, very, very much a musical form of writing, the structure of it, the rhythm, cadence. One thing that informs the creation of a poem is how it sounds out loud. When I'm writing a poem, I'm also reading it out loud, and I'm hearing it, and something doesn't sound quite right. That's when I'll catch it. You know, maybe it'll look fine on the page, but in that auditory experience, something just feels a little off. So that's a huge, huge part of it.
Ink, pool of blood, point stained red, ragged, gather crystal water in the hollows, watch it evaporate, dream of trees.
I've done readings as part of the Loft Mentor Series, and there's Queer Voices with John Medeiros and Andrea Jenkins, and every 2 months with a poet friend of mine, Siobhan Williams Shen, co-hosts a reading at Subtext Books in St. Paul. How can I make the most of this time reading this poem? How can I make it most effective? How can I give listeners something that really might speak to them? The live reading of a poem for me is just as important as how it is read on the page. I think of the poem very much as a form of music, as a form of song.
Two brown hands on a bus exchange information, silently plan a revolution, crack knuckles and tap a rhythm no one will understand. One will pull the cord, the other will wave a small goodbye. Thank you.